In the middle of storm cleanup, why would a group long opposed to geothermal power gather for a meeting? Ponopono Alliance says their meeting on Tuesday was a direct result of what happened just as tropical storm Isel was approaching Hawaii Island. Puna Geothermal Power was still operating and released fluid and vented hydrogen sulfide into the air. The group says that seems to make the point that either PGV was incompetent or indifferent. Former Big Island Mayor Harry Kim is a Punapuna Alliance member, and he joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning to you, and I'd like to ask a favor. Before we go on the geothermal issue, I would like to spend just a minute or two on the election issue.
Sure.
Because I think we're missing a point that is very, very critical to many of your listeners in regards to has not been publicized in any way or form regarding the election.
All right, Harry, go ahead.
First of all, all of the information in regards to the Hanabusa, Ms. Hanabusa, in regards to trying to get at least a delay of the voting until some other time, did not, in any of the coverage, I think with great disappointment to all of the residents, regardless of the outcome of what the court allowed. Let's say they did allow the election to be delayed. It did not address that regardless, there are many, many people. I do not have the number. I can tell you all of the area of what we call the hardest hit by the hurricane, such as Kapoho, such as Wawa, parts of Leilani, Kalapana, those areas would not have been able to vote because they were not involved in a state elections office action on when to have it or the suit itself. What I'm talking about is that the elections office made a determination that they will allow voting to be held today to those areas that the voting the polls were closed down. And those were the two areas of Paradise Park and Keonopoko area. Pahoa High School, which is the center of the Puna area of Pahoa Town, was left open. However, that Pahoa voting poll, was a voting place for all of the areas hardest hit by the hurricanes, which includes Wawa, Pohiki, Kapoho Beach Lodge, Vacation, Kalapana area, where many hundreds of people reside. And because they were totally shut down in electrical power, ingress, egress, water, etc., voting was not even possible for them on the Saturday it was held. I did not understand.
I would like to tell you that actually we did talk about that. And Senator Ruderman talked about that and looked at the greater issue of that it wasn't just for the polling places that themselves or that were damaged by the storm, but for those people who might have been areas that were hardest hit where polling places for whatever reason were open, but these people couldn't get out of their driveways.
They couldn't. Life at that point, I know it's very difficult to understand the situation, but it was a very, very difficult situation, and still, I just talked to a resident this morning to see where he could get the certain size of generator so he could begin, assisting in regards to repair. Life is still very difficult in regards to running water because you have no power, and in regards to, obviously, power that affects everything else. But if it was covered, then I apologize for that. I missed it. I did talk to, elected officials about this, that it is, I think, very difficult for people to understand that here you are being devastated by nature and now being ignored by the government process of voting.
And for a lot of people, the last thing that might have been on their minds at that point in time would be to get out and vote when they can't get out of their driveways.
I guarantee you, you're right in the sense that voting is the last thing on people's mind when you're just talking about survival.
Okay, so let's talk now a little bit about the venting that happened just as Isel was getting to Hawaii Island, and why you say that, why was the plant even operating like this, knowing that a storm was barreling down?
Well, we had a meeting last night, as you know. The only correction I've got, I'm not a member of Punapono in regards to active member or signed member. However, I do attend their meetings on invitations like I did last night. This is the one community group that is very organized, represented in the Puna area. That was a very heavy question. We have some very knowledgeable people within the community that asked the question, you know, why was a plant allowed to continue when you were in a hurricane warning status? Records will show that the whole area was in a whole hurricane warning status at least 24 hours prior to impact. And when you have a situation like this where there's a potential risk of impact in regards to the plant, it continued. It continued without any change in operations. We were told last night that they did cut down the amount of power generated. And I guarantee you the answers did not satisfy those people there, because plain and simple, this is not to be negative or any other way, plain and simple, according to Puna Geothermal Venture, decision was made by the company and Hawaii Electric Light Company, according to PGV, that operations will continue. They even indicated that they were not at full staff as far as the amount of staff that are assigned to that plant because of the numbers, because that question was asked also. So you can imagine being a resident, you're in hurricane warning status, you have a plant there of this situation where potential hazard and risk is a factor when there is a disruption, and the wind caused the disruption, and therefore a release of abated and unabated hydrogen sulfide to the public area. And naturally, you know, the discontent and concern of people, coupled with the fact that in regards to completely cut off, and I mean completely, it's very hard, I think, for many of you listening to visualize, but we're talking about albizia's trees, by the way, which the state planted in the 50s for an experimental basis on providing trees for the area. Albizia trees that have been causing problems for years and years because of a slight wind or rain or whatever, and here you have a storm coming up, and the people in authority decide to continue operations as normal. And that's mind-boggling to people, and consequently, the result of that was a release of hydrogen sulfide that was abated and unabated.
And real insult to injury to all of the people there who were coping with a whole lot. Your point is that so many of these issues wrap into each other and can't just be looked at singly, although certainly the issue of geothermal power has been ongoing, as has the issue with the albizia trees. At this point, we're going to have to leave it just in the interest of time, but we hope we can check back with you. And thanks very much for being able to talk to us about everything, including the election today. Thank you so much.
I do thank you for your coverage. People down there, for a good part, many of them, your coverage in what the quote-unquote outside world was basically the only coverage available for a while. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much. Harry Kim is a former mayor of Hawaii County and served from 2000 to 2008. The Puna Pono Alliance letter is posted on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.